Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with not only Chef John Ash, but someone who also shares the same last name. Why don't you introduce this lovely person to
Well,
us?
Yes, I will. This is my daughter, Emily.
Hello, hello.
She's been on the show before.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's media savvy.
Yeah.
I try to sneak in wherever I can.
Well, it was so cool that you could join us today to talk about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving leftovers and all that type of great stuff.
It's my absolute favorite holiday, which you might imagine having a chef for a dad growing up.
But now pretend your dad's not here.
Okay.
He has revealed to me that over the years, he said, Emily and Tyler, yes, son, you know, they said, Dad, don't be trying to be fancy on Thanksgiving. You know, the rest of the year, make whatever you want. But on Thanksgiving, like mashed potatoes and simple stuffing, right?
It's true. We do. Yeah. We have to, like, turn down the chef dial just a little bit and go for the classics. It's just, they're so good.
No caviar?
Well, I will say he does have one, though, that is a little different that sneaks in there that is his cranberry relish, which is a little different than the classic cranberry sauce that is my absolute favorite thing.
What's in that, John?
Cranberries.
Yeah. But you said a little different.
It's all raw. Raw cranberry is quite different.
And tangerines and sugar and basically that's
it. And mint. You mint? Do a little fresh mint.
A little mint. And you just grind it up in the food processor. Uh-huh. Not too much. You know, you want to leave a little texture. It's great.
Well, you're endorsing it. You're thinking it's great.
I absolutely love it.
Now, what about the stuffing? Did you do John's brother Charlie's sausage date and fig muffin stuffing, turkey stuffing? It really sounds, you're shaking your head no.
I didn't, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, it is.
What kind of stuffing did you do this year?
We did two, and I say we, but I, just because I kind of stole it back, but I did a really traditional one with just, you know, the braised celery and onion and tons of fresh herbs and little della fattoria bread, and it was fantastic. And I did a cornbread one with some mushrooms and you know, lots of his gravy, and we're good to go.
Two stuffings.
Two stuffings.
Okay. John, you did the turkey this year?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Yeah, it was interesting, and it turned out really, really good. Mm-hmm. It was the one that I got from Costco, of all places, the Framani.
That dry brine turkey?
Yeah, the brine turkey. Mm-hmm. The flavor was delicious. You don't have to do anything to it. Because ordinarily I would brine a turkey, dry brine a turkey. And this is all done, so you can just stick it in. The only thing you don't get with it, unless you want to tear it apart, is pieces to do stock to make the gravy.
Oh.
So our gravy, my son Tyler did the gravy. First time he'd ever done it, I think. So what little juices
with
were
a little
there.
Coaching.
Good.
But we made a ton of it.
It's great.
But you didn't have the giblets in the neck and all
no,
that.
No,
I really
which
miss
is, it. The, you know, the stock is what gives it its turkey flavor. So this was kind of a chicken flavor.
Well, via email, Michelle writes us, "Hi, John and Steve. Our family makes that fresh cranberry relish too, but we always made it using the metal meat grinder that you clamp on the table. Very nostalgic for me."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Do you have one of those grandma's old
metal meat? I don't anymore. But
we all did.
I can picture it. Yeah.
So what else besides stuffing, turkey, cranberry sauce, gravy?
Mashed potatoes. I did do a really nice salad.
Yeah.
I thought the salad turned out
Who did the mashed potatoes?
I did.
Anything fancy?
Well, you should talk about, you found.
I did find the best tool in my dad's basement, which was the potato masher, the kind of, there's got to be a better.
And is it a ricer or is it the?
It is a bit of a ricer, yeah.
Yes, the ricer.
The ricer.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it has all the attachments. I've never had it. I've always done the hand mash, but yeah. I got to say, you even said it. They were the best mashed potatoes we've had.
Oh, the texture was like velvet.
It's worth the investment. Get yourself a ricer.
Or you have a dad that has one.
Yeah, luckily, and he even had two, so I get to keep one.
So what type of adornments did you add to the mashed potatoes?
You know, I kept it pretty straightforward there, too. A lot of butter, a little creme fraiche, and whole milk. Salt and a tiny bit of garlic.
On our potatoes, someone had done fresh grated horseradish and poached garlic.
Oh, that's
so it was
good.
Pretty wild. Mm-hmm. It was whoa.
See, it sounds good.
It was actually quite good. And we had traditional stuffing. Mrs. Garner made them. She's a master of stuffing making. She did stuffins.
Oh, little muffins.
Muffins.
Oh, what a good idea.
So you get all the crispiness. I'm all about the crispy part of the stuff.
Which is the best part.
Yeah. So she made a traditional in a 13x9 pan, and then the stuffin' muffins.
Two kinds.
But not in the turkey. I mean, we've talked about that before. Never, never put the stuffing in the turkey. Because it just gets gummy.
And while you're listening to John, think of him wagging his finger while he's telling you this. So there's the stuffing. And then I have to tell you, we do a sweet potato casserole because our niece comes up from the Bay Area. And for 36 years, this is her favorite dish. So my wife always makes it. This year she did a different riff on it. And I'll tell you something. It was transcendental. It was a southern recipe she found in some southern magazine. The topping was toasted pecans and cornflakes.
Ooh.
I know.
And no marshmallows.
Marshmallows too, but this toasted pecans and cornflakes of all things just sent it over the top. And she really whipped a lot of air into the sweet potato this year, so it was almost souffle-like.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It was really great. I did not allow people to take that home. I kept it for myself. And I had it for breakfast yesterday. That's how much I liked it.
I think this is common, coveting one of the items to save for later.
So I say, help yourself to what's on that table over there. Yeah.
So we made, and we mentioned it last week, but we made the pumpkin mousse.
The Strauss family.
It was fantastic.
It was wonderful. Yeah. It was so good. A nice change.
Did you make it, John? Who made it?
No.
Tyler made it. Tyler really jumped in this year. Yeah.
Gravy and it's so bonehead simple. It's like three or four ingredients, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you endorse it. It was really good.
It really was so good. And it was a little surprising how good it was.
And
it was
if people
so
want that recipe, they can go actually to the website. We posted it. But also Strauss Dairy has it on their website. Yeah. You can get their newsletter too.
Yeah.
What green vegetable did you have, or did you?
We did. We had to, again, keep it a little classic with green beans, but I felt like we needed something fresher, so I did do a shaved Brussels sprout salad.
Oh, pretty fancy.
With a pumpkin vinaigrette that was really tasty.
Uh-huh. It was good.
Little feta, little cranberry.
And did you add anything to the green beans? Like toasted almonds or anything?
Butter.
Oh, butter, salt, and pepper. We kept it
Where
so
would
simple.
We be without butter? Nowhere. So actually, here's a question. Good morning, John and Steve. You mentioned talking with John about Thanksgiving leftovers. I wonder how long we have to use all those leftovers. A news program I saw said 3 or 4 days max. Hoping it's longer. Happy holidays.
That's a good question. You can, of course, use them longer if you freeze them. You know, one of the things people say, I have all this turkey left over. You can freeze cooked turkey, and it's perfectly fine, and put it in my favorite leftover dish, turkey tetrazzini.
Here's the recipe. I have it right in front of me. I knew he'd go for that one.
Yeah. Which is anything with noodles and mushrooms and cream sauce.
And sherry.
And sherry,
It's got to be good.
It's great.
Do you like that one, Emily?
I was just going to say, I don't think you've ever made me that one. And I think, you know, now that we're past needing the traditional things, I think we should make that one. I haven't tried it.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
And I like the idea of panko breadcrumbs on top. Uh-huh. That's wonderful. So some more traditional leftover Ash household favorites include Was this enchiladas suizas de pava, turkey enchiladas and tomatillo cream sauce?
Yeah.
Man, so, has he ever made that one for
that
me?
That one we have made, yeah. That one's delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty easy, doesn't it?
Yeah. You just roll up the turkey and the... in the tortillas, and the sauce is, the suizas is, in Mexico, refers to things that have cream in them, Swiss. So it's a creamy, and you can do it with tomatillos and poblanos if you want to.
And tomatillos are available almost all year round, yeah. Aren't they?
They are available all year round.
Here's one I've got to do. I love this. Mini turkey pot pies. Mm-hmm. And you simplify it because you use puff pastry.
Yeah. It's like, well, you would never attempt to make your own puff pastry. It's pretty laborious. And you can just go to the store, and I'm going to recommend a brand that you should look for. You know, like Pepperidge Farm has puff pastry, but they put, oil and stuff in there. So an all-butter puff pastry is one called Dufour, D-U-F-O-U-R. And it's widely available. And you just take a hunk of that, put it on top. It's already rolled out. It's great to go.
I like the chef terms, hunk.
Hunk
of that. And it's done. Little vegetables, little mushrooms, onions, whatever you like.
Sounds great.
I like the idea. Or you can make one large pot pie, either way.
You can, yeah.
We've got a few more recipes, what to do with those leftovers, after this, Chef John Ash in the KSRO studio. And we're thrilled because daughter Emily has joined us for the first part of the show. Coming up next, Lowell Sheldon, restaurateur extraordinaire who started Lowell's Restaurant in Sebastopol and Handline and Fern Bar, et cetera, just opened up a new restaurant in downtown Santa Rosa. He'll be in to talk about that and share some of the menu items.
The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KSRO, is brought to you by Cobran Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Saturday and Wednesday mornings, 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. Do your holiday shopping for all the foodies on your list. Enjoy holiday music as you stroll on December 16th with Memory Lane. Then Santa stops by December 23rd. Rojas Farms has sweet oranges full of vitamin C. Ortiz Family Farm has flowers, heirloom tomatoes, carrots, and greens. Triple T Farms has pumpkins for cooking. Mama Mills is back with all your favorite gluten-free goodies. Kathy at Doll's Kitchen has amazing sweets, cookies, breads, and more. Free samples, too. Santa Rosa Seafood has salmon both Wednesdays and Saturdays. Grab prepared foods from the restaurant-quality food vendors. Wednesdays, find certified organic and all-biodynamic wine, eggs, and produce at Ecoterra's booth, and the best tacos in town at Taco Costa.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Mountain Mike's loves teachers and wants to thank all educators for their hard work. So 17 Mountain Mike's locations in Northern California are offering a holiday gift for educators on the National Day of Giving, November 28th. Educators get a free personal pizza between 11 and 4 by just showing your school ID. Then one lucky educator will win a free pizza weekly for a year. Between November 28th and December 4th, sign up to win at your local Mountain Mike's. Dine in or carry out. Locations online at mountainmikespizza.com.
Listen to the good stuff with the Sonoma County Wine Growers every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. on KSRO. I'm your host, Virginie Boone, and every week I'll be joined by the president of Sonoma County Wine Growers, Carissa Cruz. We chat with members of Sonoma County's vibrant wine and agricultural community and share their stories. Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock for The Good Stuff on KSRO.
Learn more at SonomaWineGrape.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's the Leftover Show with Chef John Ash and Emily Ash. Thank you for coming in today.
Oh, are you kidding? Thanks
Make
for
sure
having
everything
me.
That Dad says is really true about Thanksgiving. So we're going through a couple of things to do with turkey. And, of course, if you don't own the book, Culinary Birds, The Ultimate Poultry Cookbook by Chef John Ash, there's 24, 25 turkey recipes in this book that you absolutely, if you're looking
you
for
know,
inspiration.
You know, it's so interesting. I'd forgotten that there, because when we were talking about it, well, turkey recipes, and I could only think of three or four. I guess I should look at my own book.
Well, this is exciting because it's the 10th anniversary of the release of this book from 2013. So it was a milestone book. There's also Mexican turkey noodle soup, which you like to make with leftover turkey too. And then there's only from your mind, turkey and waffles. Have you ever had that, Emily?
No. God, Dad, you need to do more cooking for me.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild with mushrooms, a little vermouth, a little butter, a little, and you can buy store-bought waffles. You don't have to make your own, of course. Yeah. And some turkey, both white and dark meat, and a little Parmesan cheese. Now we get into my realm. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and there's a very famous sandwich that's only available in Louisville, unless you make it here, called the Hot Brown. And it was developed at the Brown Hotel in the mid-1920s in Louisville. And it's become everybody's favorite in Kentucky and around the country, too. It's a hot, open-faced sandwich with turkey. It has bacon. It has kind of a Mornay cream sauce. And then a little bit of cheese on top. You call for Romano in your recipe.
Yeah, but you could use whatever.
Yeah, whatever is around. Yeah. And that's basically what it is. It's Chef Schmidt from the Round Hotel created this in the 1920s. And actually, a gal was on the show who was a regular, Beverly Sweatman.
Yeah.
From I don't know where she was in Kentucky, but she used to join us.
Well, she was, I think, wasn't she from Louisville?
She was out from outside Louisville, and she said that her grandfather got the original recipe from Chef Schmidt from the Brown Hotel in the 1930s.
Oh, cool.
So I know that's in your cookbook.
Yeah, so talk about an authentic recipe.
It's very authentic, and it's a delicious recipe. Now, what we do, because my Mrs. Garner is from Chicago, we do the famous Field Special, cold open-faced turkey sandwich we had it last night, which also is on, it's on rye bread, and it has lettuce, and it has bacon, of course, and it has turkey breast, and has Thousand Island dressing over the top, and then either the green stuffed pimento olives or black olives on top. And sometimes they do use hard-boiled egg. Now, we didn't do hard-boiled egg at it last night, but it's another fabulous
recipe. Is that from Marshall Field?
It was originally developed at the Marshall Fields Department Store in Chicago. Yeah. It was a mainstay at the since-closed Walnut Room, and I had the pleasure of dining at the Walnut Room and have that special there. And then, of course, unfortunately, years ago, they did go out of business, and Macy's bought it. And they kind of closed down the Walnut Room. So you have to make your Field Special on your own. And you could find the recipe online. It's very, very popular. You also do a what you call a Rachel sandwich in your cookbook. What is that?
The Rachel is, what is it? I forgot.
Well, I think it's got turkey in it.
Yeah, it's got turkey in it.
I mean, there's like the Reuben, but this is like the Rachel, right?
With kraut or something like that? No.
Well, we'll have to look at the cookbook. In the meantime, there's, you know, here's besides turkey, you have a recipe for leftover cranberry sauce crisp. Has he ever made that for you?
I'm serious. We're going to just open this book and just
cook. What do you
for
think
like
about that?
Weeks.
Would you talk about that?
It's ageless, you know, the book.
Really?
Well, you use rolled oats for the topping. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And a little brown sugar and, toasted pecans. I'm liking this. Some lemon zest, a little bit of butter. Now, you don't use jellied cranberry sauce, do you?
Well, I guess you could, but why would you?
Well, that shows you what you think about that. I love jellied cranberry sauce.
Do you?
Do you?
I don't. That's not my
Okay, thing, so I have to reveal something. Yes. We had a guest at Thanksgiving, wonderful friend of ours, and we were sitting around talking about what were some of your favorite leftover recipes. And she said, okay, I really haven't told this to anybody before, but I grew up in Petaluma, and Thanksgiving was my favorite meal because the next day I got to make something that I created. And here as an adult, 60 plus years later, I still have this sandwich the next day. It's a jellied cranberry sauce and peanut butter sandwich.
Mm.
Now, wait. Well, now, before you judge,
all right.
I made it yesterday for lunch on a rice cracker.
Ooh.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
On a rice cracker.
On a rice cracker instead of a sandwich.
So that would make a great little hors d'oeuvre, huh?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, she said,
brunch hors d'oeuvre.
She said maybe I was channeling Elvis when I came up with this. But I originally scoffed. Okay, I've got to try this. And it turned out to be absolutely sensational.
So, well, if you're a jelly cranberry person,
it's like sweet and salt.
Always
there
good.
You go.
Yeah.
Well,
always
they go
good.
Together. So before, I know there are people out there going, oh, God, Steve, give me a break. But I know there's other people that are going, you know, come on, peanut butter and
why
jelly.
Not?
Yeah.
How far removed is peanut
Everybody
butter?
Loves
not very far.
Not very far at all. So we've got the Rachel, which, of course, is a sour cream Russian dressing that you use. And then the sandwich is rye, Russian dressing, sliced turkey. Coleslaw on top.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key.
I like that. That
a little
be good.
Bit of coleslaw. And then some Swiss cheese. And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Rachel. So don't you think there's enough to do with leftovers?
Yeah.
Man, anything you wanted to add? What do you do? Do you have anything special, Emily?
I guess I feel very boring with my Thanksgiving things, but my favorite is just having leftover stuffing and a little gravy and cracking an egg on it for breakfast. That's,
wake me up. With
I know.
No,
so boring. It's boring,
it
though. It's
great.
Not that exciting.
Okay, well, there's a new restaurant that just opened in Santa Rosa. We're thrilled to introduce you to the principals and taste a little of their magic from this new restaurant. Coming up next on the Good Food Hour, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash and Emily Ash in the kitchen.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, Sonoma County. Devin with Hook and Ladder Winery here. Harvest has arrived, and it is one of the most exciting times to visit the vineyards. Truckloads of grapes coming in, the sweet smell of fermentation in the air, and the iconic fall weather that we all enjoy. Hook and Ladder Winery is the perfect place to stop by for a visit to unwind, and with the season of celebrations just around the corner, it is never too early to stock up on some of the best wine and best value around. So make a little trip to the gorgeous vineyard setting right here in the heart of the county and see why Hook and Ladder Winery continues to be a go-to winery for locals and a destination for visitors. The tasting room is open Wednesday through Monday, and walk-ins are welcome. Or visit hookandladderwinery.com to schedule a reservation. And remember, love life, drink wine, whatever the occasion, Hook and Ladder Winery.
Bring the feel of an old-world European holiday celebration to your home with a shopping trip to European Grocery in Santa Rosa, offering products from European countries including Poland, Bulgaria, Russia, Hungary, Italy, Germany, Israel, and Ukraine. From appetizers to dessert, hostess gifts to Christmas gifts, you'll find treasures and tasty delicacies from Eastern and Western Europe at European Grocery. Black and red varieties of Russian caviar, assorted European sausages, stinky cheeses, Danish blue, cheddar, Gouda, Havarti, and field cheeses not found anywhere else in the North Bay. Herring from the Northern Sea is a delicacy. A great selection of European wines and German beers. Frozen pierogies to take home and cook, including the popular sweet cherry, mushroom, and vegan selections. Olga brings in the best German rye bread, plus imported butters to go with. Pair it with teas not found anywhere else from Sri Lanka, Russia, and Germany. Surprise your family and friends with beautiful Christmas cakes and pies in the old world European style. More info online at alleuropeanfood.com. United Way of the Wine Country has evolved, focusing on advancing financial and racial equity by leading community-centered investment, providing the Earn It, Keep It, Save It free tax preparation program, and free information and referral services, 211 Sonoma and Mendocino. Everything United Way does is about building equity in our community to create real social change. Because We Care underwriter Ongaro and Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical asks you to learn more about United Way of the Wine Country.
I'm KSRO's Dale Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Blue skies for today at a high of 63, 58 along the coast. Wind speeds are light, not more than 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear skies for tonight, low 36 degrees. Sunny for tomorrow as well, but still around the mid-60s, 58 along the coast. Monday, then 64, sunny skies, similar for Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
I'm Steve Garner. You're listening to America's longest-running radio food show. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour, celebrating 37 years with Chef John Ash. Well, you probably tipped a few at the old Third Street Ale House over the years,
didn't
you?
It was a classic brewery that you went into, and the classic brewery food.
Well, all things come to an end. And after 27 years, they did close up shop last year, and everyone was wondering, well, what's going to happen with us with downtown?
It's a big place.
Well, fortunately, a visionary restaurateur by the name of Lowell Sheldon came in and saw potential there, and just a few weeks ago, reopened a completely transformed space. So congratulations, Lowell.
Thank you so much.
It's nice to finally have you over in the eastern portion of the county. Of course, Peter Lowell's, and then Lowell's, and then Fern Bar, and Handline, and what else did I forget?
Calm Loy.
And Piala.
Yeah.
So all these restaurants have your imprint in West County. What brought you over here? Did you feel you wanted to be in the eastern portion of the county, or you saw this space and had a vision?
I think it was a combination of that. I'd always thought that I would move out to Santa Rosa and do something out here, but I think we get comfortable in our world, and easy to fix things and whatever. The way I run my restaurants is always very hands on. So being the proximity of Sebastopol was nice, but I definitely always felt like Santa Rosa was the next place that I would do a restaurant, and I wasn't hunting at that moment for Third Street, but I always have my ear on to the ground, and when it came up, it was a beautiful historic restaurant that I really felt had a strong kind of grounding in the psyche of Santa Rosa.
And a great following, too. You had a lot of loyalty for that space built in.
And a beautiful following.
So who have you brought with you today?
Yeah, so Jeremy Whitcomb and I worked together many years ago, and then I approached him about this project, and he's the chef. And then Marcin, his last name's a little tricky. He'll do it for us. But he came on midway through the summer, and he had a lot of history in brewing breweries too. He worked for Bear Republic for many years, so it's a great team, and they're running the show there, and they'll tell you a little bit about the food and the place, but I did the build out, put together the vision, and these guys are there every day kind of executing the vision and making it sing.
That's right on Third Street, obviously. Yeah. There's free parking. Well, there's not free parking, but there's parking right across the street, so it's easy access.
Yeah, there's parking all over.
So in reading the ramp up to this, the comments that were made were that this is kind of European food. Uh-huh. And what do you mean by that?
Well, Jeremy can take that. We wanted to do classic dishes. We wanted the menu to be approachable. All of our food here in America, obviously, originally came from Europe. Yeah. So we wanted to channel kind of the simplicity of European cooking, but and without the kind of fuss of blending the kind of influences maybe within the new American kind of tradition. We just wanted to keep it real simple and classic. So Jeremy came in, and his history can tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, how did you? Yeah. With the menu, Jeremy, how did you see it coming together?
Well, again, I took Lowell's direction on the European traditional fare, and we started by talking about what does that food mean, mm-hmm. and we kind of ended up landing in Central Europe and the Mediterranean, which I consider to be kind of my wheelhouse as well. That's the food that I like to eat. That's the food that I like to prepare. Because of those reasons, you take the ingredients, you complement them, you want to showcase them in their seasonality, local to, their regions, and you really want to showcase those ingredients as they are. So we created a menu using the traditional fare as a starting off point. And I think we did a pretty good job. We have some very traditional dishes.
So can you give us some examples?
Sure. Well, what we brought today is something from our lunch menu or our daytime menu is a pork schnitzel.
Yeah. And Central Europe, I hear you calling.
Yeah, that's right. And so we take a very clean and lean center cut pork chop.
Nice.
We brine it for a little while, pound it thin, bread it, and fry it up nice and crisp. We serve it with some potato salad. Mm. Some house-made pickles, some coleslaw, and we also offer it in the winter months with a Jaeger sauce. Mm.
What is Jaeger sauce?
Mushrooms.
Oh, mushrooms.
Mushroom
sauce.
Gravy, yeah. Mm. We brought some of that with us here. We'd love to share it if you guys have the time.
And I noticed on the lunch plates, wild mushroom risotto.
Yeah, also. Yeah. We have a couple of different foragers that stop by whenever they go out foraging for mushrooms and bring us some of the forest bounty.
Oh, beautiful. And some Joe Mattis cheese on there, too.
Yeah, we try, we do our best to source as many products locally. So, yeah, Joe Mattis from, southwestern Santa Rosa. He's been making delicious mm-hmm. cheese for years and years.
Yeah. I stopped in unannounced a couple of weeks ago. I didn't announce myself, but with a friend of mine. And we had, I had the albacore tuna sandwich. Because to me, if a restaurant can do a tuna sandwich really good, they've got hope. And this was really great with the egg there, the pickled egg. I thought that was a great addition. And he had the eggs baked in purgatory, which he'd never had, and he loved it also. So at least our first two impressions were really favorable.
Well, good.
For lunch.
Thank you.
And the upstairs is a knockout. Mm-hmm. That you've just accomplished something very special upstairs, but it's kind of a lounge area, isn't it? With very comfortable furnishings.
So, and it will become something more over time. Is that correct? Music and stuff like that?
Yeah, we really want to energize downtown with a scene that's slightly more elevated than maybe what's been in downtown in the late night it's been kind of clubs and stuff, which is great, but we want somebody that people can hang out and have a nice drink and chat and a little dancing. And so we're gearing up to do a DJ series hopefully Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, open till midnight and, or one and, a little bit of food, but also drinks. And so there's some dancing upstairs lounge and that's, yeah.
So that'll be a real change for downtown, which, honestly, has been kind of suffering in recent years. But with you coming there and a couple of other restaurants maybe going to, Santa Rosa will be a hot place.
Well, I think with the revitalization of Augie's opening, the French restaurant, yes. The Starks are doing, and now you're opening Towns. I think it's got a lot of energy happening downtown, which has been kind of missing over the past few years. So well done. Thank you for taking a chance on this, Lowell. So should we dish up some food, maybe?
Yeah.
Take a little minute or two break. Why don't we do this? Lowell Sheldon, the owner, visionary behind the opening of Towns, brand new restaurant where the old 3rd Street Ale House on 3rd Street opened up a couple of weeks ago. We're being joined by executive chef Jeremy Whitcomb, and I apologize in advance for butchering your name. the general manager. Is it Marchin?
Marchin.
Marchin. I can do the last part for Mankiewicz because I know a lot of Polish people. Am I assuming, is it Polish?
Yes, it is.
All right. Yeah. Back right after this, Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen this morning. In 2 minutes, and we're back.
Cutting through the noise.
Cut the BS and let's get to the truth.
KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
This is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO and the Amatura Sonoma Media Group. As a Sonoma County employer, it's clear that there's never been a more difficult time to find key employees. We experienced the loss of a top-level executive, and since Next One Staffing had won North Bay Biz Magazine's Best Staffing Company the past 2 years, I reached out to Next One for help. Within a few days, they provided a half dozen pre-screened, perfectly matched candidates who I personally interviewed. Three of them were immediately hireable, and I just announced our new executive. In what I was expecting to be a three-month recruitment timeline with Next One's help turned out to be a three-week all-in successful process. Ryan Buxbaum and his dedicated recruiting team did what I called the impossible. I highly recommend Next One Staffing, miracle makers for us. They can do the same for your key employee openings. You can count on Next One Staffing, getting the job done. NextOneStaffing.com.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-775-5622. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-775-5622. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-775-5622. This advertisement was paid for by Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Attention North Bay foodies. Want the best burgers in Sonoma County paired with great wine? Try Vine Burgers, the only wine and burger bar in the North Bay.
Sourced locally, choose burgers like the Tamales Beef Burger with Stemple Creek Beef, the Little Lamb using California Lamb, the Real Hamburger made with ground pork, or the Serious Salmon Burger from Santa Rosa Seafood, all on Franco-American brioche buns.
Vine Burgers is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Check out the full menu and events like Wednesday wine tastings at vineburgers.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
KSRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, and it's time to get down on some schnitzel. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
We have Lowell Sheldon from Towns Restaurant and Bar, just opened a few weeks ago in the old 3rd Street Ale House, with us today in the kitchen. And we have Mr. Fomankiewicz, the general manager, and Jeremy Whitcomb, the executive chef. And you've just plated up some beautiful schnitzel.
So what is schnitzel by definition?
That is something I'm going to actually hand over to Marchin, because I feel like he might know a little bit more of the history.
The food of his people.
Well, I think when I saw the schnitzel go on the menu, just brought me back to being in Germany, driving on an Autobahn and going on the side of the road to a deli and getting it. It's just such a traditional dish, 12 months a year. It's a staple, you know. And by bringing that, it's comfort food. Yeah. It really is. So I think it's a phenomenal addition. When people see it, it's not only a great dish, but it's a wild dish as well.
Yeah. So can you describe it? So for people who've never had schnitzel, is it?
Well, it's we do it with pork, of course, and in Germany a lot of places do it with veal as well. So you have two variations, but it's just like what imagine grandmother in the back with a mallet pounding it to be really thin, and you dredge it in some flour, some butter. Some people, you know, put it over butter. Some people fry it. We fry it to get that nice crispy texture. So fairly easy dish to make. And once again, you know, if you look at a lot of German dishes or Eastern European dishes, it's that comfort food that we brought onto the menu amongst the other dishes that chef has created.
And we have a couple wines that I wanted to share with everyone here and kind of highlight. It highlights kind of what we're trying to do with the wine list at Towns is that we both work with local wineries as well as bring in kind of interesting flavors from Europe. But this wine, the first wine that we have here is a Chenin Blanc from Pax Mall in Sebastopol. And it's a 2023, so literally the vintage is just finishing. It was a late vintage, and so a lot of these wines are just finishing fermenting. But we get them in keg before, so they don't even have to bottle them. And then that's one of the most amazing things about being in wine country is being able to get fresh access to delicious wines right from the winery, right that vintage. And so this Chenin Blanc is an example of that, and it goes great with all the fresh kind of food that we serve, great for lunch, dinner, whatever.
Well, this is a fabulous rendition, a schnitzel. There's also Liberty Duck Confit on the dinner menu, flat iron steak. There's a gnocchi, pasta alla norma, bucatini van gol, petrali sole, the catch of the day, wild mushroom risotto. So you've got it covered for the dinners. On one of the sides, which I had when I dined there last week, was the town frite. And you make it with beef tallow.
Yes.
I applaud you. But you also have, is it a vegan option also?
Yeah, vegetarian. We have two separate fryers. We have one fryer dedicated to the beef tallow.
That's cool.
So for those who want that flavor profile, that, you know, bringing it back to the old McDonald's, the original.
Yeah.
The original. But we also have fryers that are vegetarian.
And you also have a roasted cauliflower with a vegan option. And what is that?
Correct. Yeah, that whole dish is actually vegetarian.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, in fact, it is vegan.
Oh, it is vegan.
That's, you know, roasted cauliflower, get a nice caramelization on there, and then it's picked up in kind of a relish of sweet, sour, and salty. The capers, salty, briny, the currants, sweet, plump, juicy, and the crunchiness of the pine nuts. We feel like it all kind of goes together very well, and the cauliflower is just the vehicle.
Is there going to be a happy hour?
Marcin can take that and just also to let everyone know about all the services we offer.
Yeah, I mean, do we have happy hour? Yeah, 7 days a week.
Oh.
From 3 to 5:30.
I like that.
You know, and, you know, Lowell had a great idea as well on Tuesdays. We decided to carry third ale beer as well. So we do $2 Tuesday.
Oh.
And then just going back in history with the location, you know, Good Earth, we also carry their teas as well, you know, so we're bringing a little bit back.
Oh, that's
back,
right.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Which is fantastic. We're open 7 days a week. We just started our brunch menu as well, starting next week. I mean, it's on right now. We open at 10, but next week's going to be 9 o'clock in the morning. Bottomless mimosas as well. So it's going to be a treat to come down and, you know, have some
People will just stay the whole day, you know, start brunch and then work their way through dinner. Do you have any oysters on the happy hour?
Yes, we do. $2 oysters, which
best deal in town.
Best deal in town.
$2 oysters?
Yes, sir.
I think we'll be there pretty soon.
Okay.
And do you have an allegiance to a particular purveyor of oysters, or do you play the field?
Well, Chef gets them from Hog Island. That's where
Hog Island.
Yeah.
There you go. Something about Hog Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a fabulous happy hour appetizer. Who put together the wine list for you?
Jeff from Piala Restaurants.
From Piala.
He helped us kind of choose all the liquors and the wines. It's an eclectic list, but the prices are very approachable. We feel most bottles are $50, around $50. Some are less, some are more, but even though the wines are sometimes hard to understand, we encourage people to just take journeys, it's not a big commitment at $50. So, and they're all solid, really clean, beautiful wines. So, awesome stuff.
Give them a try. The starters include steamed mussels. Thanks for having mussels on the menu. I appreciate that. Lamb meatballs, braised pork belly, Caesar salad, lettuces. Oh, and you get your bread from Goguette?
We do, yeah. We love Najin and Naz. Yeah, they make some great bread, and they've been really helping us out the past couple of weeks. Really nice people and great bread.
I'm glad to see you supporting them. We'll take a break, and I believe you brought in one more dish for us to try.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We're with the folks from Towns Restaurant and Bar in Santa Rosa. They just opened several weeks ago. Check them out. They're on 3rd Street, the side of the old 3rd Street Ale House. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. In the KSRO kitchen.
The bigger the story, the bigger the opinions.
When it comes to the economy, Biden is going to drive this country into the ground.
KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk.
Honey, we need to get away. When's the last time we took off together, just the two of us?
Right before we got Henry.
It's so hard to leave him. Nobody can take care of him like we do.
Relax. It's okay to get away. Paradise Pet Resorts will take great care of your furry friend. You get a vacation, your pet gets a vacation. See for yourself on the webcams. Look at all those wagging tails. Paradise Pet Resorts. They treat your pets like family with lots of playing, socializing, and professionally applied belly scratches and ear rubs. Plus, their daycare will help them burn off some of that wonderful energy.
This is great. Let's see what Henry's up to.
Gotta love those webcams.
Dogs can't wait to get through the door and see their friends. Now is the time to book your dog's boarding time. Daycare, boarding, and grooming, too. Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa. ParadisePetResorts.com.
Hi, this is Allison Norman, host of the Real Estate Hour, right here on KSRO. Don't let the end of summer put a damper on your real estate plans. The fall real estate market in Sonoma County is traditionally one of the busier times of the year. If you're thinking of making a move but don't want to give up your low interest rate, give me a call. When you're selling and buying in a market like this, we'll need to get creative and think outside the box. Connecting with a trusted realtor and a local lender early in the process is important. Together, we'll help you understand what options are available so you'll have a solid plan. Right now, buyers are waiting for your house to come on the market. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice and help you find a good strategy for the current market, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of the Real Estate Hour, Sunday at 9 a.m. on KSRO. Make a no-obligation appointment. Call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
Hi, I'm Patty Mannett, manager of the Healdsburg branch at Exchange Bank. We know how busy small business owners are, and we're here to help. Let us come to you. Our way of doing business at Exchange Bank is to meet with you personally and discuss your banking needs, specific to you and your business. Whether it's a line of credit, a business loan, or merchant services, your small business success matters to us. Learn more at exchangebank.com or call 707-524-3000.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
Don't get stranded. Have your battery tested for free at Batteries Plus. We carry top quality replacement batteries and offer free installation on most makes and models. Visit us in person or shop online at batteriesplus.com.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk. FM, AM, and online.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
We're enjoying a post-Thanksgiving luncheon, courtesy of Towns Restaurant and Bar. Lowell Sheldon, the founder and chief operator. We have Mr. Fromankiewicz, the general manager, and Jeremy Whitcomb, executive chef, and we're tasting some of the dishes from this really wonderful restaurant and bar. Describe the sandwich you've just plated for us, Jeremy.
Well, the sandwich we brought today is the pickled beet sandwich, and this is a vegetarian option that we offer at lunch, and it is exactly what it is. It's we roast the beets slowly in the oven, dress them in a pickling liquid. And it's all smashed together with an herbed farmer's cheese, a soft-boiled egg, fresh spinach, crispy onions, and we also add a little bit of the our piri-piri aioli for a little bit of kick. And we feel like it's just it's so many different flavors and textures in your mouth all at once.
Emily Ash has just given me the thumbs up sign of this sandwich.
Thank you, Emily.
You really like this show. Yeah. And what exactly is piri-piri?
Piri-piri is the hot sauce they're using over it. You know, we took inspiration from Portuguese-style hot sauce, and it's made with both hot chilies and sweet bell peppers. But it definitely does have a bit of a kick to it.
It sounds like the main feature star of the whole menu, at least the most expensive item, is this Portuguese fish stew, which sounds like it could almost be shared. It sounds so rich and robust. How did that come together?
It is. Well, this was actually something that Lowell wanted to have on the menu as a showpiece, and that's why you see it right there in the middle of each and every menu. He had traveled over to Portugal, I don't know, a few many years ago, and had this delicious fish stew that we are doing our best to recreate here. And, you know, it's as it's written on the menu, there's a daily catch in there. There's some locally caught or harvested shellfish. Sweet peppers, some toasted garlic, and it's like you had said, Steve. It's rich, it's robust, it's filling, it's satisfying, and it's a big portion. It's served to share.
And then we have a wine that we're also brought to another one from Pax Mall. It's also a 2023, so very fresh wine, and it's a Gamay Noir. So he's really taken an interest in planting Gamay, which has not been planted widely in California. Pinot Noir to kind of was the showstopper. And so alongside that, Gamay, it's a 2023, which is just so cool to have a wine that's just finished fermenting, but also has depth and character and richness.
I don't think people have experience with fresh wines like that, which is great.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think if you could travel in Europe, in Eastern Europe, I've been to Republic of Georgia a few times, the relationship, the directness of the connection to wine is much different. Here it's mediated often through several years of bottle age, through these wineries that, you know, we can go taste that, but it's not part of our lives. It's almost separated. But there, it's all integrated. So to be able to bring a wine that's just from fermenting, winemaker brings it over, comes for dinner that night, you know, the whole relationship is something that throughout, I think Marcin is trying to really share with our customers to really bring food and the experience of kind of food and sharing meals and wine and drinks really to the forefront and kind of offer kind of an American example of the best of European kind of.
We have a couple of minutes left. Jeremy, why don't you run through the desserts? I think this is beautifully thought out. Double Eight Dairy Gelato. You don't see that on the menu. Is that the buffalo milk ice cream?
You're correct.
We have them on a while back. And then Preston olive oil cake. That is just terrific to shout out for Preston.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they do a great job up there with everything that they do. And we're using their blend olive oil down there to make our olive oil cakes and to finish some of our dishes out in the dining room.
And the dark chocolate budino.
The dark chocolate budino. Yes, delicious. It's a fan favorite.
And what is actually a budino? Is it like
budino
a mousse?
Is a no. It's more of a custard.
Custard.
It's more of a custard or a pudding, really. Yeah, but I think my favorite dessert on there is the Basque style cheesecake. It's different than your New York style cheesecake. For one, there's no crust, and it is baked until it is caramelized on the top. So a nice, rich, toasty caramel top, and it's not overly sweet. I think it's a great dessert to finish the meal.
Can I get a sampler plate?
Absolutely. Yeah. Come on down.
Come on down. So Towns Restaurant and Bar, it's Sunday through Thursday, 5 to 9, Friday, Saturday, 5 to 10. It's right there in the heart of downtown on 3rd Street, the old 3rd Street Ale House. Mm-hmm. You can't. Is it 610 3rd Street? What is the exact address?
Yeah, 610 3rd Street. Yeah, maybe the hours you said were a little wrong. We're open every day at 11 a.m., Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, we're open at 9 a.m.
Oh, boy.
to 11 p.m.
Whoa.
So
oh,
yeah, a lot of hours. but we just wanted to be an anchor for Santa Rosa, to, you know, someplace you can stop by anytime, have a cocktail, some fries, some oysters, a full meal, brunch, lunch, business lunch.
There you go.
I'm loving it.
So where did the name Towns come from?
Towns, we wanted a name that, you know, celebrated Santa Rosa, and we felt like Towns did that in a way. It also has a beautiful history of just being a last name, middle name, and a classic name at that. And Towns Van Sant was our immediate inspiration. He's an old country singer from Texas. So you'll hear a lot of Towns Van Sant when you come in. You'll hear a lot of old classic country tunes and also just Americana music.
Well, it sounds like it's quickly going to become a destination. Thank you, Lowell, for coming in. Thank you very much, Jeremy Whitcomb, chef, coming in, and Marcin Fermankiewicz, general manager. Thanks to all three of you for a beautiful lunch, and best of success in the restaurant.
Thank you.
Back next week, Chef John Ash and Steve Garner in the KSRO Kitchen. Following the news, it's At the Table with Clark Wolf.